This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The Elite Eight continues as we have the countdown to the best sandwich in America. We have a spicy chicken sandwich. This is a Nashville chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's kind of like a classic chicken sandwich dipped in a type of hot sauce. Very popular.
Okay, and then we have a fish sandwich as well. Is that right, Seton?
Yeah, sort of like, you know, like a typical cod sort of sandwich, which is real good.
Okay.
Yeah, are you familiar with a Nashville hot chicken sandwich?
I am not.
You're not, huh?
But I am looking forward to it. And once again, the final fork tomorrow, you'll be able to vote on this on our Meat Friday. By the way, San Antonio, Texas sets the stage today. Biggest names on the PGA Tour, the Valero Texas Open. And you can watch it on Golf Channel and Peacock, which is where you can find this program. Thank you for downloading the app and allowing us to be in your home every single day. Well, not Saturday and Sunday, but I would like to work 7 days a week. But you know the Danettes, little lazy, don't want to work on the weekend. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP-SHOW. Seton, poll question for the final hour is going to be what?
All right, Dan, well, let me update you. We had up there one that you suggested earlier today. More likely to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Your choices are the Cowboys or the Texans.
Yeah.
Right now, there is, I can't tell if it is a recency bias or just an anti-Cowboys bias. Either way, it's delicious. The Texans are absolutely destroying the Cowboys with 90% of the vote now.
Okay. Yeah. The Texans do have better Super Bowl odds, according to DraftKings this morning. They're now plus 1,600. They were plus 2,500 before they got Stephon Diggs. Texans now have better Super Bowl odds than the Eagles, Cowboys, Packers, and the Jets. All right. Scott Hastings joining us. He is the color analyst for the Denver Nuggets, former NBA player, and was there with the Bad Boys of, 1990 Pistons. And he was on the call when Victor Wembanyama came to town the other night. And I figured I'd bring you on so you could help us understand what that showdown was like. If you were going to describe Victor to somebody who hadn't seen him, how would you do it?
Can they have watched basketball within the last half century?
Yeah.
Okay. A very athletic and mobile Ralph Sampson.
Okay.
You know, he's got the same length as Ralph. I think they pounded, of course it was a different era, but I think they pounded into Ralph's head that he had to be a big physical guy. Because you remember he came out of Virginia, he was slight, and they showed the pictures of him for the draft, lifting weights and blah, blah, blah. But Victor's got to add some bulk, probably got to add a little strength. But, dude, his skill level is off the charts. He's a beautiful guy, and now this is since me and you, I'm talking, a couple old basketball heads together, right?
Yep.
I sat the last two times that Denver's played him, and I wanted to just watch his pregame workout. And we've made a big deal about Steph's pregame workout over the years, the ball handling. I was impressed for the notoriety this kid's gotten, for all the pub this kid's gotten, for all the stuff that's gotten him. A, I think with all that going on, it's great that he's with Pop, who has a way of keeping, you know, the humility in somebody. But his work ethic before a game, I was just blown away with, Dan, and I was impressed. I said, good. You mean we're going to have another superstar in this league that doesn't think he has to work at it? And so it was good to see. He's very skilled. He's also 7'4". He's also not better than Joker.
He's not.
Not yet. And listen, Joker's like that guy that used to go to when I played. I'd go play a pickup game. You'd go to the Y and you'd watch these old guys that were you're my age right now. And you're like joking, okay. And next thing I know, you're sweating up as much as you do in a regular game, and they're back picking you to death, and they're doing all this stuff. And I'm like, you can't move. How are you doing this? They usually reply, well, you can't move either, and you're stiff. So, but Joe,
is there any chance he doesn't win MVP?
Yeah, if the big time media gets the agenda going, like you're starting to see kind of come out right now. They did it last year with Embiid, and listen. And I hate this discussion because you know this, Dan. When you're talking MVPs, rightful MVP candidates, the only thing you could do is try to bust or diminish the other guy. And it wasn't fair. You're going to tell me there's not a franchise alive that if you say, okay, we're going to start a franchise with Embiid or Joker, for example, with the argument last year. If you got the second pick, did you lose? I mean, you're good. It's kind of like I used to have an argument with the guy one time when I first got in talk radio, and he goes, it was Bird, Magic, or Jordan. Which one are you taking? I said, I'll draft three and be happy. But you can't lose. So I think there'll be an agenda and there'll be a push to make sure that we have something to talk about on the TV. I've been doing this, Dan. I played 11 years. This is my 30th year broadcasting games. He's as good as anybody I've ever seen. And I don't throw that out cautiously. I did early on, and I've talked to guys like Isaiah Thomas, and I've had conversations with Chauncey. Congratulations to Chauncey going into the Hall of Fame. And they all say the same thing. Once you watch this guy play, it's not modern. It's not, you know, I don't think he'll go on a G5 Gatorade commercial with his athleticism. He's as if Magic Johnson and Larry Bird had a baby and Joker was born. That's my comparison.
Okay. Where is he? Is there a chance he could end up in the top 10 when he's all done?
Yes. Yeah.
All time.
All time, yes. And I'm biased. I'm going to be the first one to sit there before, you know, the slings and arrows. I've covered every one of his games. I've done every single game he's played in. I know the man also. And when he said after they won the championship, I thought it was going to be bigger than this, and he was just ready to get home. He was upset when they told him, well, no, you know, you got to stay another 3 or 4 days. There's a parade.
Yeah.
You know, that's him. Family is still like this to him. So
yeah, but I don't see how he – who would you take out of the top 10? Let's say he adds another title and he's going to have three MVPs. Let's say he's got five MVPs and maybe another title. Are you taking Duncan out, Magic, Bird, West, Kareem, Shaq,
well,
Jordan,
can we get
Bill Russell, Wilt?
I mean, isn't that what happens? Every generation goes by, and we forget. I mean, do you know who no one ever talks about anymore?
Kareem.
It baffles me is Wilt.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what I don't understand is Wilt is Babe Ruth to the NBA, but we acknowledge Babe. We don't do that for Wilt. We are like, oh, yeah, but who was he playing against? Well, okay, we don't do that to Babe. But we do that to Wilt Chamberlain, which is not, you know, fair to him. He dominated when he played. That's all you can ask for.
And if you want to talk an athlete, just go look at what he did in college, you know, with the running and everything else.
Track and field. Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites. I don't know. You know, I don't know if that it's like the top 10 or the greatest 10 of all time. It should just be 10 and then go, you know, 1, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then 2, A, B,
No, because it doesn't work that way. That's no fun.
But, Dan, you know there's going to be a time Larry Bird's going to be out of this list. And Magic Johnson's going to be out of this list. And for all of us, you know, grayheads who played against those guys, saw, A, what they did to save the NBA. And Dan, I don't even know my audience, you know, back in Denver on Altitude Radio, or I don't know if they realized the NBA was about to go away if it weren't for Magic and Bird. So I'm always going to have a place special for them. But a kid who's 16 years old right now, and if he hasn't clicked on Larry Bird or Magic Johnson on YouTube, has no idea who the guy is. The guys that are going to fall on their swords for LeBron James. And that's a good sword to fall on. Didn't watch Michael Jordan play.
But do you think, Steph Curry's going to be a top 10 player of all time, correct?
Is he? Ooh. I think Nikola Jokic is going to go walk his hands with Steph. Steph's going to have all the threes and all those records. He's one of the greatest shooters I've ever seen, period. Period. He's a better shooter than anybody I've ever seen play.
Okay.
And so, you know, put him up the top.
You don't think
list.
He's a top 10 player of all time when it's all said and done?
What's your criteria?
Well, I got to factor in winning. He changed the game.
Yep.
He changed the game.
Yep.
Magic changed the game. Kareem changed the game. Mike changed the game. Larry and Magic saved the game.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't even mention Oscar Robertson or Jerry West. I mean,
exactly.
Jerry West is going into the Hall of Fame for three different things, and he's the logo. I mean, that's a pretty good resume. But
a pretty good argument for top 10 of all time.
Yeah. Well, is Kevin Durant going to be a top 10 player of all time?
Well, he's one of my favorite players to watch play. He's as smooth as go. But you know what? I don't know. You know. The change the game thing is such a great conversation piece because, listen, when Durant wants to defend, he can defend, but he doesn't necessarily want to all time. I wouldn't call Steph Curry a top 100 defender of all time. Joker doesn't have the quickness of lateral movement. He's not going to play above the rim to block shots.
But that's why Michael Jordan, if I look at offense and defensive resume, 9-time first team, all defense, and he won, what, 10 scoring titles?
Yeah, something like that.
That's the best.
No one does that.
No, that's the best basketball player of all time.
Yeah. And I tell him, he played in an era where you got to literally lay hands on him.
Well, you guys did more than that. The bad boys.
Yeah, I'm not talking. Yeah, we didn't pray for him. We didn't put hands on him. We were blessing him when we were putting hands on him. And he lived through that. So, yeah, listen, Joker has that. Yes, he has that ability to when he's done. Here's what's going to hold him back. He's got a chance, I'm afraid, to be in that Barry Sanders type of run that after a while he goes, you know what, I miss my mom and dad. I miss my country.
I see that, absolutely. Hey, I'm going to leave you with this. You can start your team with Bird or Magic.
Well, Bird did knock me out of an NCAA tournament, and then Magic beat him that year, so maybe I should go with Magic for getting revenge for me.
Okay.
But again, I'll take the second pick and be very happy.
Great to talk to you again, buddy. Thank
Good
you.
To see you, Dan.
All right, that's Scott Hastings. He's with Altitude Sports, the Nuggets TV color analyst, and he was on the Bad Boy Pistons 1990. They're fun arguments. It's just, I don't like when they kind of, I don't know, we lower ourselves and we go, oh my gosh, you know, we got to talk about this guy and then we have to have something negative. You know, that's what I always get concerned about. If you talk about Mike, then do I have to say something negative about Magic? And, you know, that's what I hate about these discussions. And look, it's refreshing to not do LeBron and Mike, you know, frankly. that this is something a little bit different that came out of nowhere. Because I said that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is sort of doing what Michael Jordan did. You weren't winning titles because Mike was winning those titles. That was it. Brady did this, you know, not the consistency, because there was a 10-year window when he didn't win. But, you know, what Mahomes, every one of these teams, they're gearing up to beat Patrick Mahomes. Whatever you do in the offseason, if you truly think you have a chance, you have to look and go, are we as good as, are we better than the Kansas City Chiefs? That's how you measure yourself. And it used to be when you were drafting, building your team in the 90s, how do we compete with the Chicago Bulls? And prior to that, you had the Celtics, you know, the Lakers and the Celtics. How do you beat those teams? You know, the Pistons realized, hey, we can beat up Michael Jordan. The Pistons had to learn how to beat the Celtics. Isaiah famously talks about, you know, he asked Kevin McHale, you know, like, how do you get over the hump? Like, you have to get that win. And then they eventually got over the hump beating the Celtics and didn't look back. The Bulls, same way, they couldn't get past the Pistons. And then they did. And then they never looked back. Teams have to learn how to win. And it sounds strange, but you have to have that moment where you go, okay, now I know that feeling. Now I want to get that feeling back. And now I know what we need to do to win. But it's fun. I love talking about some of the other players who played the game, because there's so many players who played and people don't realize. Like, somebody was talking about George Gervin. I said he was unstoppable. You know, when we talk about great scorers, Ice, he could hit a 18-footer and he could have a finger roll from 18 feet. He was so great. David Thompson was so great. And now his career was cut short. But to see these players, I mean, Ice is one of my favorites because it felt like he was playing jazz. And I've likened this before to athletes and the music you would attach to them. Ice was jazz. He just kind of flowed and freelanced. And it was so much fun to watch. But, you know, some of those days in the ABA, San Antonio Spurs didn't get as much attention. Feels like the most attention he would get was when he was winning the scoring title, beating David Thompson on that final day. But he was just so much fun to watch and unstoppable. And he was probably 6'8", I don't know, 190 pounds it looked like. And he just was chill out there. Well, he was Ice. All right, let me take a break. Paulie wants to play a game, and it has to do with the Oakland A's. Nobody else is playing this game today with the Oakland A's, even Oakland A's fans. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Spent a little bit of time in the first hour talking about the impact of Stephon Diggs with the Texans roster. They jumped from plus 2,500 to win the Super Bowl to plus 1,600. Also, odds to win the MVP. It's Mahomes, Josh Allen, and then Joe Burrow and C.J. Stroud are tied for third. That's quite an impact for a player that Buffalo got rid of. Now what's Buffalo do? Here is their GM, Brandon Bean, talking about, hey, Bills Mafia, don't worry.
I mean, are we better today? Probably not. Yeah, it's a work in progress, and we're going to continue to work on that. I would just hope that people know I'm as competitive as hell, and I ain't giving in, and we're gonna work through this, and we're gonna continue to look, and I'm confident in the guys we have on the roster, and I'm confident, the staff we have upstairs that helps me, that we'll continue to find pieces to add, and that we'll be ready to roll when it comes time in September.
Okay. Here's my problem with that. You got to have a better delivery, Brandon. Like, if you want me to have confidence, you can't. It's almost like you're telling me that my dog didn't make it. You know, we're going to be better. I'm confident with the people upstairs. Like, you got to help me. Help me a little bit here. That doesn't sound. It should be like, hey, we got a lot of positive things happening here. This is what we're doing. Come on now, let's go. Come on,
we're all in.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, see,
because you can't start it with, hey. I mean, a great player.
Technically, we have wide receivers on the roster, yeah. I think.
Somebody is going to play wide receiver this year.
Josh Allen's under contract.
Maybe we're going to have five tight ends this year.
We got that other guy. Yeah. You know, I mean, I expect him to catch a lot of passes this year.
It's almost summer in Buffalo. We got that to look forward to.
Are we a better team now? Probably not.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that game in Albany, huh? Caitlin Clark is on. That's just right up the road here. Yeah. It's great. Got the eclipse coming through here any day now. That's going to be fun.
Let's hear about the eclipse.
Get your glasses ready because it's going to be something.
The Oakland A's have a new home for the next couple of years. Now, I was wondering, if were they going to go to Salt Lake City? Is there a chance that they could have stayed in Oakland? Yes. And then breaking news. The Kings, Sacramento Kings, the majority owners of the AAA baseball team, the Sacramento River Cats, have announced the Oakland A's will play the next 3 years at the home of the River Cats. The option for a fourth until the A's proposed stadium in Las Vegas is built. Kevin Wyart, the Fox Sports Radio anchor, says that that is the story, the breaking news there. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, Jeff Passan has some more details. This is for the next three seasons. Sutter Health Park in Sacramento has 10,000 seats. They could expand it with the outfield to increase capacity to 14,000, which ironically is about what the A's get per night, 10,000 to 12,000 people. For at least three seasons with an option for more if the Vegas ballparks is not ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
10,000, it'll be great. You turn into an A's game, it's going to feel full. Because yeah. People in Sacramento, they're going to love this. It's a downtown stadium. It's good.
Okay, but what's that do to the River Cats?
I think they're going to alternate. Home and, River Cats on the road.
Okay.
A's at home.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of baseball.
So you're concerned about the state of River Cat
baseball? Yes. Not the Oakland A's. I don't care about the A's. I care about the River Cats. Yes, Todd.
I think if there's a conflict, they should go to the River Cats because this team's got one foot out the door to Vegas. If it's going to be up to two of them, River Cats gets it.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
What did they do? Did they knock down the Tropicana Hotel?
I think they're going to.
Okay. Then that's where the ballpark is supposed to be on the Strip?
Yes.
Man, the traffic on the Strip is crazy as it is. Well, I don't know how much traffic you're going to have with the Oakland A's. I don't know how Vegas welcomes them, embraces them.
3 years in Sacramento, that's fun.
Yes, Todd.
It's going to be dicey to get to the ballpark on
Thank time. You. Thank you. I'll give you just one. That's it.
I didn't think I was going to get one.
No. Did anybody have Malachi Flynn scoring 50 last night? Exactly. It's one of those where I go, wait, this isn't the kid who played at Syracuse. Didn't they have a kid named Malachi at Syracuse? He scored 50 off the bench and the Pistons lost to the Hawks. So that's the third 50-point game by a bench player since the NBA began tracking starters in 1970. He joins Jamal Crawford and Nick Anderson.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Bop, bop.
Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
His previous high was 27. He's averaging 5.4 points per game for his career. That's the lowest career average by a player to score 50 or more points in a game. I think he's Washington State. Does that sound right for Malachi Flynn?
He did a couple years at Washington State, then took his game to San Diego State.
Okay.
And then he went to the draft, 29th pick to the Raptors.
Okay. Malachi Flynn. Yes, Paul.
Do you want to play the Malachi Flynn game? We weren't planning on it.
Okay. All right. I can't prepare.
Does he score over 30 again this season for his team?
No. No.
How can you accidentally score 50?
I don't think you can. I think you can accidentally score 30. I don't think you can accidentally score 50.
Like you get hot and get 30.
Yeah.
But it still seems like a lot. But it's, I guess, 10 shots.
Does he think he's now a starter?
How many points does he have to score in the next game to give that a serious thought?
50.
Another 50?
Yes.
Another 50 bagger?
Another 50 piece. Yeah. 50 points. Okay, the most random 50-point performance is got to be him. Wouldn't you think? Yeah, Paulie.
There was one, but he was a better player, and I think he was a Piston. Didn't Brandon Knight out of Kentucky have 50 as a rookie for the Pistons?
Yeah.
And he never really, his career was nice, but we thought he was going to be a star. And
but we were at least aware of
completely.
Him.
Yeah. Didn't George McLeod have 50?
Yeah, for Minnesota.
Like a rando.
Yeah.
Tony Delk.
Delk is up there. Michael Redd. I think he had 50 for the Bucks.
Corey Brewer. Thing had a 50-point game.
Yeah, I thought Corey Brewer was going to be.
So did I.
A thing. Yes, Todd.
What does Malachi have to accomplish in the next few games when he's brought off the bench to start pouting and mumbling under his breath why he's not starting? As players would do. I know.
I don't know.
Scored 37. I gave you 28. I'm still sitting here waiting to come in.
LeBron James was asked about the women's tournament, and he had this to say.
I think the popularity comes in is the icons that they have in the women's game. You know, you look at, Angel Reese, you look at, Juju, you look at Caitlin Clark, you look at Paige, You look at the young girl that's in Iowa State, the freshman there. You look at Brink, I believe her last name is, at Stanford. And that's just the name of a few. The freshman that's at Notre Dame, because they are not allowed to go to the NBA, I think they have to stay on 4 years, correct? 3 years?
Okay.
Oh, you have to be 21. Okay.
Do you have to be 21 or 22 to go to the WNBA?
I think those reporters gave him two wrong facts in a matter of time.
Well, one said...
One said they had to be 21, which had to be 22. I think you have to play... The NBA, I thought it was 4 years. WNBA rules for...
I think it's age 22, I believe. Yes, Marv?
I think you have to be in school for 4 years.
Oh, okay.
I remember Candace Parker left. I think she got hurt her freshman year and then played 3 years.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be like 4 years out of high school.
I'm still fascinated when Doc Rivers talks about his team because he makes it seem like he was held up at gunpoint to coach the Bucks, and that he'd kind of gone kicking and screaming coaching the Bucks. He had this to say about his team in Milwaukee.
You know, it's funny. I've actually been sitting back and watching everything. Not just our players, but our tribal crew, everything. And I've made a lot of notes. I will say that. I won't share that. But we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. And that's something that we can fix. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Now he's critiquing the organization, your travel squad. What is it? Hotel plans? Somebody's at the hotel bar? Like, what's going on here? Man, let me ask Doc Rivers to follow up on it. Doc, what are you saying about this?
I don't know. I got an issue with the bus driver, and I keep telling these guys, you got to give me 48, man. You got to give me 48. Sometimes it goes to overtime. I need 53. Come on.
Thank you,
Doc. Who's going to step up?
Thank you, Doc.
I don't like bus drivers.
Yeah, okay. The WNBA requires the draft entrance to be at least 22 years of age and have no remaining college eligibility. International draft picks must be at least 20 during the year in which the draft takes place. Yes, Paul.
Do you think Adam Silver would love to go back to that model?
Yes.
Knowing he can't.
Yes.
Because then they enter, they go, they stay in college, they become grown men, they become household names.
Better for both. That you get a chance, maybe you accidentally get an education, a degree. We get to know you because you get to come back. And it helps the product with the NBA. You know, most of these rosters are average age is 23. A lot of these rosters are 23 years of age. And you're giving them... Now, look, I understand you should make your money. I understand all of that. But as far as what is better for college basketball in the NBA... It's that you do have some kind of rule requirements with age that you have to be at least 21 to go in to the league. And that's hard to, you know, say now with these players because you had players came out of high school and went right to the NBA. You should be able to make your money. I'm just saying from a selfish standpoint, I would want them to play more college. We get to know them and they're going to have 3 years. They're going to have a couple of years of college experience, maturity there. Then you go to the NBA. And you go in as a known prospect there. That could be a look at this year's draft. Half of it is, you know, international players. Most of the players at the top, international players. Now, they're not great players that are coming out of college right now. But these players overseas, and I don't know how good they are, but I think the number one, projected number one pick might be from Australia. They have a couple of French-born players. I mean, players out of Africa as well. Like Reed Shepherd at Kentucky is one of the top American players. Klingon from Connecticut will probably be a lottery pick as well. Dillingham from Kentucky, he'll be probably a top 10 or 15 player. Yeah, Paulie?
One of the top guys, probably the top guy, is Alexandre Sarr. He's from the Perth Wildcats.
Of course.
Yeah. You're always a big fan.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Yes. He's going to be Perthic for the NBA. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Brian in Virginia. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today? Hey, Brian.
Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Dan. Sorry. Hey, Dan. Fritz in the dance rooms in the back. Shout out to you guys. Nice to be back on. First of all, I'm Team Jordan, Team Nashville Hot Chicken Sandwich, Hattie B's in Nashville. If you're ever there, great place to go. My question for you was, we're talking about Jordan and all this today. I don't want to open up that can of worms again, but in your experience, has there ever been a sports debate in your career that's sparked as much emotion or attention as the greatest basketball player of all time? Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be when Brady and Montana were together, as far as four Super Bowls, then it felt like there was something a little bit more to that greatest quarterback of all time. But no, battle lines are drawn when it comes to Mike and LeBron. Absolutely. And I always say, let LeBron finish his career. Statistically, he's the greatest player of all time. But if I said you got one game to win, who are you taking? Well, you'll probably take Michael. But as great as Mike was, it's hard to act like LeBron doesn't exist. And it feels like, you know, Jordan sycophants will be like, yeah, but LeBron, you know, he had to go to these other teams to win. We know all of that. But he did it in a way that nobody's ever done it before. And he's not, imagine being the all-time leading scorer, and you're a streaky shooter. You're more of a scorer than you are a shooter. And that's him up there on the assist and steals. I mean, and he's played at a high level for 20 years. Yes, Marv.
And I love when people say, oh, he had to join super teams. Psst. LeBron makes the team a super team. You take him off, they're not good, or at least they're not championship caliber teams. You take them off the Cavaliers, what did they do?
Mm.
Kyrie left?
Mm-hmm.
They went right back to the finals without Kyrie.
Yes, Paul.
I'll throw out another one that was a big sports debate, very terse, about 13, 14 years ago. Tiger Woods versus Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
When Tiger was rolling through 97 through 2009, and his pace was way ahead of Jack Nicklaus's,
yeah,
people were always dubbing him the greatest golfer of all time.
Sure.
And lots of people like yourself, or maybe more older school golf people, were saying, let's hold up. He still has to catch Jack, which he didn't.
Yeah. I think Tiger is the most dominating golfer ever, but that doesn't make him the best golfer ever. I think his run was so dominating. I don't know if people back then even thought of the concept of Jack Nicklaus versus the field, but we had that with Tiger. And when you show up on the first tee and everybody else knows you're going to win, and they're facing you, playing, you know, competing with you. I don't know if the players felt that way with Jack. You did have other players. It felt like, you know, Tom Watson went toe-to-toe with him, or Lee Trevino. You know, Arnie, at a certain point in his career, did. It didn't feel like anybody stepped up to the challenge of Tiger. Or we thought they were going to, Ernie Els or Phil Mickelson. But Tiger was a sure thing. Yeah, Marv.
Was Tiger always known as the most talented golfer, even before he turned pro? Like, this guy's going to be the next one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he won, what, three amateur titles? We knew what was happening here. And when he said, hello, world. And I remember talking to a player on tour, and then he was so upset at the arrogance of Tiger Woods. He goes, yeah, let's see what happens when he gets on tour. Oops. Oops. Let me take a break here. Last call for phone calls. If you're watching on Peacock, you can watch grown men eat sandwiches. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. This day in sports history, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Try to cram all of that in here coming up. By the way, that spicy chicken sandwich, whoosh, awesome. Now, I didn't try the fish sandwich yet, but
it was better.
Fish is better than the chicken?
The fish sandwich was better than the chicken sandwich.
Wow.
I just had.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I look forward to that. I turned my attention to the Nashville chicken, and it was spectacular. We will narrow this down to the final fork, and then we will crown a champion that'll be coming up tomorrow, Meat Friday. You can vote. You can go to danpatrick.com. By the way, we have a special treat for you tomorrow, late in the show. Todd Fritz will sing One Dining Moment, and he changed the word to One Shining Moment, so Todd will give us that. He recorded that yesterday.
Good times.
And Rob, who works in the back, one of the backroom guys, put together a montage here that will rival whatever CBS is going to display after the national title game. Or at least we hope. It's not going to be that bad. Todd singing might be, but the video, I think, is going to be spectacular. How many takes did it take you for the One Dining Moment song?
Basically one. I had to do a couple of lines over because I said Shining Moment by accident, I think, at least once. We had to do that. But for the most part, we nailed that. I heard there's going to be some unique play-by-play accompaniment. I can't wait to hear what that's all about.
Yeah, don't spoil anything.
I don't know any details. I just
don't spoil anything. Don't spoil anything. How much is the Shohei Ohtani home run ball, his first home run with the Dodgers? We know that the woman who got the ball last night gave it to Ohtani, got two autographed baseballs and two Dodger hats, and got a bat, not the bat that he used to hit the home run.
We reached out to Darren Revelle, the sports business reporter and also a memorabilia expert.
Okay.
And he says if the woman sold the ball immediately before there's a second, third, and fourth home run, probably in the $100,000 neighborhood today.
Okay.
To an auction house.
Okay.
Do you think if the woman knew that, she would have held it? $100,000 is a chunk.
I don't know if anybody advised her. I think she's with her husband or boyfriend there.
Yeah, security and a representative for the Dodgers ran out to her and offered her the opportunity to trade it to Ohtani.
Okay. Yeah, I would just want the bat. That's all. The bat that he used to hit the home run. But he's going to have that, you know, he would have both of those together. You'd want to have the bat and the ball. Your first home run is a Dodger. Yes, Tom?
How much room is there in that moment for negotiation? Can that take days, weeks? You got to decide by the end of the half inning. Do you want the two hats and the bat or what?
I don't. I would say it's pretty quick. And because they probably want to do it quickly, that you're a Dodger fan, and of course you want to give that back to Shohei, and he wants to give you some things too.
And I talk to my financial advisor. No, the hats and the bat. Yes or no? Let's go.
Let me see. What do we have today? Nick in the Ozarks. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Yep.
Boys in the back room. Hey, you're talking about Jordan and who's the GOAT. I remember the first game I saw Jordan play was up at the old stadium against the Bad Boy Pistons. And about halfway through the third quarter, Jordan goes for a layup. Lambeer knocks him into the front row. Corzine grabs Lambeer. Zeke climbs up Corzine's back and puts him in a Draymond chokehold, and the brawl was on. Right there was the NBA.
That was not a good NBA, though. It was not. Basketball with the Cavaliers and the Knicks in the 90s was terrible basketball. Rick in Iowa. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Thanks so much for taking my call. Truck driver up here in Sioux City, Iowa. Also weighing in on this topic about Michael Jordan and Magic and the greatest, and how the Pistons had to learn how to beat the Celtics. Dan, I'm about your age. I got four brothers, and we did a lot of arguing about this back in the day. My take is both Larry and Magic would have won more titles, obviously, if they didn't have to go up against each other, and then throw in Moses Malone and Dr. J. And them Pistons, they didn't learn how to beat the Celtics. Larry got old. If you remember, he laid down on the sidelines, could hardly play.
Yeah.
What Larry, and I want your opinion, what did Larry, did he play 9 to 11 years? And towards the end, he was a shell of what he was.
Well, he played nine great years, and then he got hurt with a bad back. But Isaiah talks about asking Kevin McHale, how do you get past that hump? How do you get past the Celtics? That's just going by what Zeke said. This day in sports history, Paulie.
I just got one I'm going to do here. Back in 1994, Carl Tuffy Rhodes of the Cubs, an outfielder, became the first player in NL history to hit three home runs on opening day. Three home runs in his first game. He played the rest of the season, was not injured, played the whole season. How many home runs did he finish with on the season?
7.
8.
Yeah.
3 on opening day.
He also went to Japan to play.
That's toughy.
Thank you, Tom.
Not bad.
On this date, 2016, Chris Jenkins hits the three-pointer at the buzzer. Villanova wins the title. Danny Manning, boy, I was there, 1988, went over Oklahoma. NC State beat Houston. 1983 on this date. Hank Aaron homers off Jack Billingham. That was tying Babe Ruth on this day. Man, not a good stuff. Kansas rallies from 16 down to beat North Carolina 2022 to win the title. Todd, what did I learn today?
Jim Boeheim drove all the way from Syracuse to Albany just to watch Caitlin Clark play in person.
2 hours he drove all
the
way.
Last time he did that, Pete Maravich.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR onto one proven platform, helping you reduce cost everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick right now. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.